Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
As iPhone fans anxiously await Apple's 10th anniversary phone, a look at what they're already working on for the next decade, and why for its 20th anniversary edition, your iPhone won't be a phone anymore.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And as Apple looks to its 10-year anniversary phone, there's been a lot of reflection of how far the iPhone has come. But by the time it celebrates its 20th anniversary, will we even call it a phone? Will the phone concept as we know it still exist? And as a result, what does that mean for what Apple will churn out in the next decade? Let's get a little bit more from the Wall Street Journal's Christopher Mims joining us via Skype. So it seems like the way it's been, the trend we've been seeing is this migration to one source. Right now, it's around the physical iPhone. How will that theme evolve?
It's still going to be hardware, of course, because we have to deliver these services through one piece of hardware or another. But what's going to happen is the trend here is that things are more and more in the cloud in some sense.
Yeah.
So you could be getting your iPhone functionality, you know, in part from your watch, from your smart earbuds, which are, you know, by then going to have a cellular connection through your watch or their own independent connection. You could be getting it through your smart eyeglasses and, you know, all kinds of other devices that we haven't contemplated yet. And so as a result, you end up having the same experience, the kind of quote unquote iPhone experience, no matter what combination of devices you're using, you know, whether you're talking to your HomePod or your car or whatever. And the dominant interface is Siri or something like it, because right now people think of Siri as a means to control the iPhone by voice, which it'll continue to be that. But it's really, Apple is turning it into more of a smart assistant that can access the functionality of the phone in a lot of different ways, you know, also on screens. So for example, they just unveiled a new way for Siri to sort of prompt you with next actions on your watch.
Right.
So as Siri becomes a smart assistant, it's not just voice control. It's just a default interface that you can access anywhere by a bunch of different means.
Like you said, it's impossible to really predict the future, but let's talk about what we do know. What kind of tech is Apple working on right now in terms of hardware, in terms of wireless tech that could maybe hint to where we can go down the road?
So the three big areas that Apple is working on right now that we know about are augmented reality, artificial intelligence, and then connections to the so-called Internet of Things.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of augmented reality, Tim Cook has said that he is so excited about augmented reality that he wants to scream and shout. Apple has patented different kinds of augmented reality headsets recently. And then, of course, at the last developer conference of theirs, they unveiled something called the AR kit, which
right.
is a software development kit for app developers and others to use and achieve augmented reality through the iPhone. So definitely we're going to see ways that we can supplement the way that we perceive our visual world, you know, our actual real physical world, you know, by holding the phone at arm's length, just like people do now when they're trying to catch Pokemon and Pokemon Go, except it's going to be a virtual tape measure or, you know, a convincing overlay of IKEA furniture in your living room, which
right.
is currently bare, that kind of thing. Apple is also, of course, working really hard on artificial intelligence. They are supposedly developing their own chip just to do artificial intelligence. You know, it'd be a surprise if they weren't, because their competitors are doing that. You know, Qualcomm has announced that. Google has its TensorFlow chip, et cetera. And the idea there is more and more of the AI, which is really, you know, sensory processing type tasks, is going to be done on the phone itself. So when you're talking, when you're dictating to Siri, Siri's not going to have to call up to the cloud. You're not going to have that little spinning cursor, that delay as it's trying to take your dictation. It will be responding to you in real time because the processing will be done on the phone. And then last of all, you know, Apple has CarPlay. They've got HealthKit. They've got this new thing called GymKit, which connects your phone to like the rowing machine or whatever, the treadmill.
They think of everything.
Yeah, HomeKit. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. Apple's very clearly trying to connect your devices to every, you know, internet-connected thingamajig with a wireless radio in it in the world.
Right.
And so, you know, you combine all three of these, you could really see how, you know, wow, like, let's use AI to learn about how you interact with your environment and give you appropriate feedback, you know, through augmented reality so that you can command the Internet of Things around you. Like, it gets pretty mystical fast, but that's where we're going.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Christopher Mims, talking about 10 years of the iPhone and what's in store for the next 10 years. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international, or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for joining us. So, Chris, you were just talking about something really important about how all of this tech comes together in this very life-enhancing kind of way. But there's this catch-22. All of this comes with constant surveillance. Is it safe to say that this is an inevitable trade-off and that, you know, we have 10 years to get used to it, so we better start?
I mean, different companies are making different bets on this, right? Like, Apple is having to relent, and they're going to have to send more of your data to the cloud. But Apple has really set itself up as the privacy company, right? Like, they're trying to do as much as they can on the phone itself. You know, the only real security sometimes is just to never send things to the internet at all, and they're doing that when they can. But I think that there's going to be this trade-off where you're going to be around people whose devices are, you know, giving them these kind of superpowers. And the same way that we now, whether we realize it or not, accept that, you know, if you have Google Maps on your phone, if you open it, Google is tracking your location at all times. I mean, that's how it powers its real-time traffic data. You know, I've never had a conversation with anybody who's like, oh, I don't want to use Google Maps, it's tracking me all the time. It's like, you know, guess what? Your smartphone is doing that all.
Right.
We don't think twice about it. You know, God forbid, though, that you should be the target of the CIA, FBI, or NSA. So I think 10 years from now, we're just going to accept even more of that. You know, AI knowing practically everything there is to know about us and it being routine.
We'll leave it right there. Chris Mims, thanks as always.
Thanks so much.
This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. So, the next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.